What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Story here from ABC News. It's good news and sad news at the same time. The widow of the off-duty police officer who was killed in a mass shooting last month in New York City's Midtown Manhattan gave birth to the couple's third child over the weekend. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch shared the news in a Twitter post on Monday, writing, "Out of tragedy, a new life has entered this world." Last night, Jamila Islam, the wife of Detective First Grade Didaral Islam, gave birth to their beautiful son. Didaral Islam, 36, was one of four people killed in the mass shooting that unfolded at 345 Park Avenue on July 28th in the office building that houses the headquarters of the NFL. Mm-hmm. He was buried on July 31st, 20 days ago. May God bless him and may God bless his family. From the USA Today, hundreds of people may have been exposed to rabies after a suspected bat colony was discovered inside of a lodge in Grand Teton National Park in recent months. The bat colony was found over the past few months in cabins at the Jackson Lake Lodge. How do you not know? A popular eco hotel and historic landmark located in Grand Teton National Park. The rooms were closed as a precaution while public health officials investigate and provide recommendations for mitigation. Didn't we have this conversation a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, you can get bitten and you don't even know
that
it.
That's right. That a bat's bite, while it can be deadly if they have rabies, you don't feel, in most cases, a bat bite. It feels almost like, if it feels like anything, like a mosquito bite.
It also looks like a mosquito bite. Yeah, just a small red dot.
So how do you know?
Now, I think that they... I guess you would know if
they landed on you. They've got some weight, right?
I think they would have had to have known that this colony was growing. Do you not hear them?
No. We had a colony. What does a colony mean? A colony could be three. We had birds in our, what do you call it, chimney?
Attic?
And I didn't know.
Did you say had?
I haven't heard them lately. I don't know.
Have you gotten rid of them? Because that would be against the law.
No, I don't ask.
Crime, actually.
I don't ask. I'm aware that that is a federal crime.
What has Johnny been doing?
I don't ask.
When he gets home a little early.
When I come home, I don't hear that noise anymore. I think they flew away because they got wings and, you know.
Is he standing by the kitchen sink washing the blood off his hands?
No. He is a lover of nature. But I didn't hear anything for months. And then all of a sudden I heard something really, really faint. I didn't know what it was.
The last one.
And someone suggested it might be bats. And then someone called in. He was a birder and he knew what the sound was and knew exactly. And they are federally protected.
And he told you that it was a federal crime to remove them.
That's right. He did. And so we did not. I want to be clear. But if we did, I have no knowledge of it because I want them to be free and just fly out naturally. Right. My point is they can be in your space and you do not know.
Birds or bats?
Both.
You know what that is?
Is that a bat?
That is a bat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, it sounds so peaceful.
That's what I'm saying. You would know if you had a colony growing in a small cabin. You're telling me that they went in there to clean and heard that sound and thought to themselves, yeah, it's probably the crickets outside.
They're so gross.
Did you remove the birds?
Have the birds been murdered?
I have no...
Is there a reason we call it a murder of crows?
I'll ask him.
That may have been the worst slip.
But I swear to you, I do not know. I swear to you.
You literally just admitted to a federal crime.
No, I did not.
On the air.
With the word had.
Hang on. Hey, babe, did the birds fly away that were in our chimney?
They typically do not mature and fly away on their own until the end of August. While we are close, it is not the end.
They were, perhaps, advanced for their age, Sam. I don't know. I haven't asked.
You would be, too, if you saw your brother and sister get murdered.
Tell it to a judge.
I'm out.
Maybe we relocated them. Honestly, I don't know. He didn't tell me.
Oh, you are lying. I am
waiting for the reply.
I can tell when you're lying to me.
I don't know.
Maybe, Sam, do you hear that? Maybe we relocated them. Mm. By them, we mean the carcasses.
You call him an ass.
Why are the black SUVs pulling into the parking lot?
And why does it say FBI on the side of their jackets?
Who handles bird crimes, by the way? I need to know who to avoid.
You're about to find out, Jinx.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.